Community Access to the Arts, better known as CATA, is 20 years old this year. Based in Great Barrington, the nonprofit was born when Sandy Newman coordinated one weaving workshop for 12 women with disabilities from the Riverbrook residence. Today, CATA offers over 1,000 individual arts workshops annually in its Great Barrington studio, as well as in 30 different health and human service organizations. 22 local artists are employed as faculty, along with 6 full-time and 2 part-time staff. There is a lot going on at CATA this anniversary year, and founder Sandy Newman is here to tell us more. Thank you very much for being with us, Sandy.
Thank you, Joe.
And Bobby Ficini also joins us. She is the program coordinator. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. So when you think of 20 years and what we'll get into accomplishments in a moment, but as far as your mission then and your mission now, how has it changed?
Yeah, basically it's the same as when we started, to nurture and celebrate the creativity of people with disabilities through the visual and performing arts, and to help lessen the stigma of disability and to bring people out into their community.
What are the challenges in doing that?
Well, I think the arts is this wonderful form to do it, to recognize and honor everyone for their abilities and talents, and an easier way to do it as well, since art, there's really no right or wrong in what people do and what they create. Just has grown and grown to really have them find pride and self-esteem in themselves and in what they see in themselves that they can create.
How do you believe that has a long-term impact on them?
Well, I think it has. Many of our participants or CATA artists have been with us from the beginning, and then each year we work with more and more people. But I think through the years, through the relationships that they build with their peers, with our faculty artists, with our staff, and with their community, that sense of themselves and their strength grows.
When you think about the day-to-day of what you're doing, it's a lot of different places and a lot of different things and a lot of different people.
Yes. And about 40% of our workshops happen in our studio gallery in Great Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
So the Southern Berkshire community is based there, and the friendships are wonderful with their peers. And some of our CATA artists, you know, are with us all week long there. Some come for a few workshops, and some come for all of them. And then the faculty artists who travel throughout the county are in therapeutic settings, day programs, households, elder care facilities, schools, and so forth. But we always, each year, we honor and celebrate our performing artists in May at Shakespeare and Company's Tina Packer Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then each summer, we honor our visual artists and our poets, which is happening this week at the Berkshire Museum on Thursday.
So Bobby Ficini, who I mentioned, is the program coordinator. Tell us a little bit about what is coming up this week, and I guess even beyond with the 20th anniversary celebration.
Oh, sure. This week, coming up on Thursday, the 25th, we have our annual art opening, the I Am a Part of Art show and poetry reading. So we have this great new poetry anthology book that we put together this year, combining about 10 years of poetry workshops and, you know, picking the pieces that really spoke to what CATA is. And so we'll have a number of different readers performing these poems in this book. I'd like to read one to you.
Sure, please.
This poem is called The Wishing Star, and it's just an example of what you might hear if you come to our opening at the Berkshire Museum on Thursday the 25th.
All right.
By a man named Eric. Once there was a wishing star in the sky. It wanted to be like all the other stars and have someone wish on him, and one day someone did. If I had a wishing star, I would wish for wings to fly with the birds. So,
very nice.
Very creative words like this that really open our eyes. And also the bigger visual part of this opening will show us over 100 works of art created in the workshops with our faculty artists. So just all different kinds of mediums, all different kinds of subject matter. And we are so excited to have it hanging in the Crane Room at the Berkshire Museum.
And again, that's Thursday night, and you can find out more information by going to communityaccesstothearts.org. And Sandy, I mean, to see that is really sort of a culmination of what you've been able to achieve, I assume.
Yes, it's also a wonderful way to culminate our 20th anniversary year at the Berkshire Museum, where so many more people will be able to see the work that's happening. And many of our artists, as well as poets, will be there as well. And we also have a program called CATA Direct, which is a crafts cooperative where we make beautiful handmade accessories and jewelry. And the Berkshire Museum shop will have all our products there for the opening as well as in general every day. And the poetry anthology will also be there.
Is there a moment in your life where things change? I mean, was there a... something that happened that said, okay, this is going to become my life work?
I think my background is in dance when I was in college, and then I was in the business world for many years. And when I moved actually from New York City to Massachusetts, I learned about dance therapy, and I met a well-known dance therapist, and then got a master's degree in dance therapy in my late 30s. And that's mm-hmm. really what started me looking at this and working with people with all kinds of disabilities in mental health facilities, in elder care facilities, in rehab units, and realizing that if somebody was just, you know, blinking their eyes, they were dancing. Mm. So that's how it sort of started with me. And I worked in Hudson for several years with people with schizophrenia and started bringing them out to art exhibits, to movies, and trying to get them more involved with their community, and feeling that I really wanted to notice and honor every human being for their abilities and talents, and the arts was a way to do that.
And what I find astonishing about your work is that it is you go through, I mean, the full spectrum of the arts.
Yes.
And did that come quickly, or was that something little by little?
Well, that came quickly as I started it, because I realized, you know, I was doing in the beginning the movement piece, and then I had a friend, Wendy Rabinowitz, who's a weaver, a textile artist, and that was our first workshop at the Interlaken School of Art, which is now IS 183. Mm-hmm. And then I started to grow from there, and... in 95, I met Dawn Lane, our artistic and program director, and she's done this incredible work with movement throughout the county and with the Moving Company, which is one of our performing arts companies. And then music happened and all the visual arts, and met Roger Reed, who's a mime and juggler, and just kept growing with all the art forms. So now we have, you know, music, drumming, acting, singing, visual arts, yoga, poetry, mime, juggling. Did I miss anything?
Ceramics.
Yeah. And you, to do that, I mean, you obviously have to be creative as an artist, but to be a special artist, to be able to... to show what you do and to work in that way with this population.
Right. And I also think I also was focused on working with our local artists and having build their professional lives as well in the community. Everybody had so many jobs when you're an artist, and this way some of them have really grown and have a significant amount of work with CATA, which has really been wonderful for them as well as for us.
So, Bobby, again, it's Thursday night, and so how do we have to do anything, or can we just show up?
You just have to show up at 5:30 p.m. at the Berkshire Museum.
5:30 at the Berkshire Museum, and you can find out more information about the wonderful program by going to communityaccesstothearts.org, and then you have stuff going on throughout the rest of the year to celebrate the 20th?
Well, the show will be up through August.
Yeah.
So if you can't make it on that day, you can come see it at any point.
And then our program year is September through June, sort of like the school year. So in September, we start our new program year. So our 21st program year begins this September.
Wow. Well, congratulations for all your great work. And again, you can find out more information about the exhibit at the Berkshire Museum by going to communityaccesstothearts.org and find out information about CATA in general. Sandy and Bobby, thank you so much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I appreciate you coming and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.